You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Between the COVID-19 pandemic and the skyrocketing cost of rent in the Treasure Valley, more and more people are facing eviction and potentially homelessness. In fact, last year, there were nearly 900 eviction hearings in the Treasure Valley. 2,500 people were left without a place to live. So in an effort to help those at risk of eviction here in Idaho, a new collaboration has emerged. It's with the help of a roughly $2 million grant from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. Idaho Legal Aid, Jesse Tree, and other groups are also working together to help stop evictions and housing insecurity all across the Mountain West. So with us today are Sunrise Ayers, Deputy Director of Idaho Legal Aid, and Ali Raby, Executive Director of Jesse Tree. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you so much for having us.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Sunrise, can I start with you? Idaho Legal Aid reached out to HUD for this grant money. So how did this collaboration of groups in Idaho, Montana, and Utah then all come together?
Yes. So we actually had been looking at the grant news from HUD about this new inaugural grant that was going to help with evictions. And at the same time, Allie from Jesse Tree reached out to us, and one of the executive director from Montana Legal Services reached out to us, and they were both looking at the same grant. And we thought, you know, across the Intermountain West, we're all facing similar problems with this huge influx of new residents, really high housing costs, and a lack of affordable housing. So we're all facing the same eviction pressures. So let's go in together on a grant application and see if we can address this as a collaboration across multiple states.
And Ali, I want to say welcome back to the program. I know you were just on recently, but for anyone who isn't familiar with Jesse Tree, can you get us up to date on what that is and what you do on a daily basis?
Yeah, so Jesse Tree's mission is to prevent eviction and homelessness, and we provide case management, support, and financial assistance to tenants when they can't pay their rent or need to move to a new place and can't find a place to live. A big gap that we have here, though, is legal help. I'm the only attorney on staff, and I'm the executive director, so definitely can't go to court every day. And our case managers need more help and support from attorneys, and this partnership will help address that gap.
And Ali, is it fair to say you have seen a wave of evictions during the pandemic?
Yes, we have continued to see about 20 eviction hearings a week in the Treasure Valley here locally. When the federal eviction moratorium ended, we saw a real uptick. Our team has been in court every single week and trying to get involved in as many cases as we can, but it's definitely really busy. There's a lot of need.
Mm-hmm. Okay, can we talk about this new program itself and how it will work? So Sunrise, how will legal aid attorneys help renters? I mean, similar to what Ali was just talking about.
Yeah, so we have a housing hotline. We've had a housing hotline for several years now. But with this new grant funding, we were able to staff 2.5 attorneys devoted just to representing eviction clients, whether that's going to court with them at their eviction hearings, going to mediation with them to help them reach agreements with their landlords, helping them negotiate with landlords before an eviction has even been filed to hopefully reach some sort of agreement that prevents the eviction ever happening, or just making sure that we are educating tenants about what rights they have in the eviction process, that landlords do have to go to court, that they can't just kick people out or shut off utilities. That type of education about rights for tenants is a big part of what we'll be doing as well.
And I think that's a really good point, Sunrise, that I think the average person just may not understand their rights when it comes to something like this.
Yes, that's what we found. Just like with what Ali mentioned, we've seen a huge increase in evictions. We handled across the state 945 eviction cases in 2021 compared to 543 in 2019. And the biggest area we've seen an increase in is in those sort of what we call them lockouts, where landlords, instead of going to court, are shutting off utilities or locking folks out. And tenants have rights in those cases. And And we at Idaho Legal Aid and Allie at Jesse Tree want to make sure that folks are aware of their rights and are getting the help that they can have access to.
If you're just joining us, let me reintroduce my guest, but also what we're talking about. We are discussing a new program to help renters who are facing eviction stay in their homes. Sunrise Ayers is a deputy director of Idaho Legal Aid, and Allie Robbie is executive director of Jesse Tree. So, Allie, what will Jesse Tree's role be in this new program?
Yeah, we'll be working directly with an attorney here in the Treasure Valley that's employed by Idaho Legal Aid. And our staff will be working with tenants that are supported there with case management and financial assistance so that the tenants we're serving in court can be served in a more holistic way. Most of the cases that we see in eviction court are related to non-payment of rent, and it's very helpful to have an attorney in the room as well as that access to financial support to get the tenant out of that situation. And a social worker can also support the tenant with any barriers that led them to this situation so they can overcome them and not end up in eviction court again.
So Sunrise, we know that this program, since you collaborated with other organizations in Montana and in Utah, does that mean that help will be available for renters all over Idaho, or are we focused solely on the Treasure Valley? Because as we know, this is not just a Treasure Valley problem.
Right. So we are providing assistance across the state of Idaho. So Jesse Tree's program is a pilot program that's focused on the Treasure Valley, where we kind of see the highest eviction numbers. But across the state, folks are in crisis when it comes to housing. And so our 2.5 attorneys will be staffing cases across the state. And we're also, one of our partners is also Intermountain Fair Housing Council. So folks facing discrimination by their landlord as part of the eviction case, Intermountain will be staffing those cases statewide as well.
You know, Allie, I know that you work with folks every single day who are truly on the edge of eviction. And these are not people who normally we would think of typically. You know, these are families, these are working parents a lot of the time. It is just that they live paycheck to paycheck, and then you put the pandemic on everything, and it's this snowball effect. So I'm curious about how this new program will help the folks that you work with on a daily basis to try to keep housed.
Yes, you're right. Eviction really could happen to anyone right now. The rising cost of rent has impacted so many people. And now just locally in the Treasure Valley, 60% of people are living paycheck to paycheck. So it's like you said, any unanticipated expense or shortfall can lead somebody to eviction court. This partnership will basically allow our agencies to provide better support to more tenants in eviction court. Jesse Tree and Legal Aid have certainly been missing people in court. I think I feel really confident with this partnership, we'll be able to reach more people and also just provide them, like I said, with more holistic support and support that really keeps them in their home and gives them a sustainable solution in lieu of eviction or going to our shelters. This pilot project in the Treasure Valley, we hope will be a model that we can eventually replicate statewide. I think we both feel confident that it will be successful, and we hope to provide more tenants with this type of support in the future. So
Allie, can we talk a little bit about the financial impact of keeping people housed versus evicting them and trying to find new housing? I mean, I know just from personal experience back when, you know, when I would change jobs and move cities or I wanted to like find a new apartment, I mean, it costs money to move. You have to, you know, there's always a fee to, you know, to put your, to have your services, you know, reconnected. There's always an application fee. There's always then maybe first and last month's rent. I mean, it's all of these things that add up. So how does that then impact even your organization when people are being evicted rather than you being able to help them through the process and keep them housed in the location they are in?
It is very expensive to be evicted, and having an eviction on your record causes barriers to finding new housing for an entire lifetime. Eviction record never leaves a tenant, and it's something that any employer or landlord can easily look up on our iCourt system. So first and foremost, it's really important for us to keep that eviction off of someone's record, because if they do get that, it's going to be really expensive for them to find a new place. It costs us about $2,000 now on average to keep a tenant in their home, rather than the cost to address homelessness once it already happens, which can cost up to $10,000 to rehome a family. Catch and other partners through Our Path Home are having a really hard time housing families who are already homeless, just because of the shortage of housing as well, and the barriers that a lot of those families already have, whether it's an eviction record or some other issue that prevents a landlord from accepting their application. So it's an expensive thing for people and for our community, for folks to become homeless. But it's also just an incredibly difficult situation to get out of right now with the housing market the way that it is. So our goal is going to be, one, of course, to keep those families from getting an eviction on their record, and two, to keep them housed in some way, rather that's by providing them with the back rent that they owe or paying for a security deposit and providing them with support to find a new home.
And Sunrise, before we go, can we talk about landlords? I think there's sometimes a broad brush that's painted that landlords are big and bad and money hungry. There are, I think, many landlords who do want to work with tenants, but they also need the income. So does this program also provide for help for landlords to get the help that they may need? Because again, as we talked about, renters may not know what to do. I think sometimes landlords also don't know that there's help out there for them.
Yeah, so this particular grant doesn't fund assisting landlords directly, but landlords are able to access the emergency rental assistance funds that were passed as part of the CARES Act. So those, we call them ERAP funds, are available to landlords so that if a tenant is behind on rent, for any reason, sort of tangentially related to the pandemic, then those funds are available to get that rent caught up and be able to keep that tenant housed and keep the landlord's mortgage paid. The other benefit, I think, to landlords is that most tenants go into eviction court unrepresented and they don't know the process. And I would say both for the courts and for landlords, a lot of times it helps to have an attorney on the other side so that you can negotiate an agreement, you know, get a settlement or stipulation in place, these types of parts of the process that a tenant would have difficulty navigating without representation.
And very quickly, when can people start getting help? How do they find the help?
So the grant started February 1st. So we can start providing assistance today, right away. So to apply for assistance with Idaho Legal Aid, you would call 208-746-7541, or you can apply at idaholegalaid.org. And for the fair housing issues, you would call Intermountain at 208-383-0695. And Jesse, how would folks reach out to Jesse Tree?
Yeah, so you can also call our phone number if you're in need of rental assistance or have other issues related to eviction, 208-383-9486. And then our website, jessetreeidaho.org. And I will also just add that Sunrise and my teams are working really closely together. So if a tenant needs two of the resources or three, we will work together. We'll refer each other to each other and make sure that tenants get the help that they need no matter where they reach out.
Well, I want to thank both of you for your time today. Thank you to Sunrise Ayers, Deputy Director of Idaho Legal Aid, and Allie Rabi, Executive Director of Jesse Tree. We'll be back right after this.